We'd like to say we're glad to be here this evening. Good to be here. We appreciate the goodness of the Lord, this opportunity to be back. If you don't read with us, we're going to read some out of the book of Revelation, the third chapter. Third chapter, book of Revelation. Well, like I say, we appreciate you being here tonight. Appreciate all them able to come. Those just looking on tonight. And don't know that we got a whole lot this evening, but I've got a little scripture that's seem like on our hearts, so we'll read some. Might read the whole chapter, I don't know. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write these things, saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled the garments. They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. He shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith thee, Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Maybe correctly reading, that's reading the third chapter of the book of Revelation. We know that the first couple of three chapters is about the churches, the seven churches in the second chapter, and that of the third and third chapter he wrote into three churches, that of Sardis and Philadelphia and the Laodiceans. And there's several things as far as that goes in some of this, and I don't know whether we'll get across on any of that or not, but I've got a couple of thoughts, I guess. We'll try our best to get ourselves out of the way and just leave that with you, that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. Now, he wrote to these churches, and there's not a church that he wrote to that he didn't, at the end of every one of them, he said, him that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now, they were some things. They was these letters had went out to these churches. And when he wrote these things, and they were several things that he brought out about each church. And they was some good, and they was some bad, and they was some bad and good mixed, and different things like that. But I want you to look at just a verse right at the moment, and then we'll go on just a little bit further. He made mention here in that of the seventh verse when he spoke to the church at Philadelphia. He said, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. Now, he come on down to say in that, in another verse here, he says, I know thy works, behold, I have set before thee an open door. An open door. And he said in the verse right before that, he said that he openeth, and no man shutteth. And he shutteth, and no man openeth. Man don't do this thing just on his own. He don't do it. And those things, now, if I read this right, my friend, he put before for Philadelphia an open door. An open door. He gave them an open door. See, made mention here, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. An open door, and no man shutteth it. There's nobody that has the power that the Lord has. Nobody. No man, no form, no social group, no group that's even called that of Christians, my friend, that has the power that the Lord does. None. He said that he opened and no man shut it. He opened. Now, you're not going to operate, my friend, too much with a shut door. Do you know that? There's some things that people are trying to do today that, brethren, that it's already been done. It's already been said. It's a shut door. It's what they call an open and shut case. Brethren, there's not going to be anything open. Nothing that you or I can do about it. But I'm glad that he has opened some things. And brethren, them things that are open, my friend, me and you both can operate in them. Yes, we can. I believe with all my heart. It's the reason that he told that of Philadelphia. He said, I've set before thee an open door. In other words, get to moving, get to work. He said, and no man shutteth it. No man. There's nothing, my friend, that's too hard for our Lord. Nothing, nowhere, form or fashion. Now, I don't know. I've quoted this scripture a good bit, but I'll be quite frank with you. I've not given a whole lot of thought, just frankly, about that he could open and no man shut. And he could shut and no man open. Brethren, he's done that even down through the ages of time. There's a lot of things. If you'll go back into the Old Testament, you'll find that Daniel had saw some things, and God had given him an understanding of some things, and the Lord told him, he said, shut it up. Shut it up, my friend, because it's not for now, but it is for a time, and times and a half time. My friend, in other words, it's coming, but thank God it's not right now. They couldn't operate under that Daniel saw. No, they couldn't. Shut up. Shut up. Why, preacher? Because the time hadn't yet come. The time, I don't know, altogether. Have you ever just beat your head against something? Have you ever just tried your best to do even that for the Lord, and it seemed like that every door you went through shut? Every one of them just seemed like you couldn't get off the ground. I'll tell you something. I believe this with all my heart. My friend, I believe God can open doors. Don't you? He said he could. But if it's shut, I believe he can open them. But brother, you're going to have to go through him, or you're not going to find an open door. You got to go through the Lord. Yes, you do. Daniel, I don't know what Daniel thought about all that, but I'll tell you what the Lord told him. He went on and told him how many days, brethren, they'd be. Then he told him, he said, you go stand in thy lot at the end of the days. He said, when I make up my jewels, glory to God, you'll be there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brethren, I believe that he had something, brethren, but he could not tell it because it was not time. It was time to shut it up. Lord gives you things sometimes, but I'll be honest with you. Sometimes we really didn't don't know what the time is. You can force things. You really can. You can force things, but they just won't go too far. No, they won't. They just won't go too far. I thought a lot of times years ago, and I don't know why this come to me, but I be frank with you, I had a message. I had a message that I knowed was for a church. Yes, sir. And I'm just telling me, but I thought a lot of times, my friend, as I went to this church, I was invited to this church to preach, and I, brethren, I'd leave the house with that message, and I just think, well, I'm going to let them have it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've left I don't know how many times, my friend, and went down to this church. And brethren, before I get up in the pulpit, the Lord began to change things. Yes, He did. He had changed things. He had changed things on me. He wouldn't let me preach that message. No, sir, it's shut up. Just to be honest with you, it was shut up until the time. But I went, I'll say, as high as 5 or 6 different times, my friend, with that on my heart when I left, that's what I was going to preach. But every time I'd get down there and every time I'd get in the pulpit, my friend, it would change. It would change. And I didn't go away defeated. I enjoyed myself trying to preach to them. But I just thought, Lord, You give me this message and You even told me where I was going to preach it and You ain't let me preach it yet. Huh? You ain't let me do it yet. Daniel, my friend, I wonder sometimes if he thought, well, I'm going to have to wait these days before I can let this message, my friend, go out. But Daniel, it wasn't for Daniel to bring it out. No, sir, it was shut up. It was for Daniel to shut it up. You can force yourself. I've thought a lot of times. I really have. I'll tell you how the Lord works sometimes, or has with me. Brethren, I pastored a church, and we had third Saturday night singing. That's what they had. Brethren, on third Saturday night singing, we went one third Saturday night, and we had about a quarter of a crew. Yes, sir, had about a quarter of a crew. Had 2 or 3 preachers as missing, had 3 or 4 deacons as missing. Yes, sir, and them and their whole families. And you know what? I knowed where they was. I did. I knowed where they was. And I thought I couldn't enjoy that singing that night but for thinking about what I was going to tell them Sunday morning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll be honest with you. And the Lord just helped me. He just gave me scripture after scripture and after scripture. And I went Sunday morning and brethren, I was going, Lord, a boom. Yes, sir. I was going to give them what I had. And I thought you might say, preacher, what does this have to do? It has to do with being open and shut. Yes, it does. They, some things, brethren, you don't do when you want to do them. Not in the kingdom of God. It might be the best idea that you've ever had. It might be the best thought. It might be as strong, my friend, as you felt anything. But brethren, I want you to know I sat through the service on Sunday morning. I learned something. I learned something, my friend. And this ain't never happened to me but one time, but it happened. And brethren, it's about 12:05, and it's on the last song. Yes, sir, the door's open, the back door open. Just like them double doors, back door open, his preacher walked in. You know what the Lord told me? He said, he's got it. He's got it. And I sat there and I argued with the Lord as long as I could. I really did. I said, Lord, we fixing to get up and I'm going to let him have it. He ain't got it. He ain't got it. No, sir, Reeves. You know, I got up and I had intentions, my friend, of carrying on. And just as sure as I'm standing here, everything I had just left me. Now I got up and I said a word or two and I said, Brother so-and-so gonna bring the message. Gonna bring the message. And he did. And you know what? Brother so-and-so wasn't around. Brother so-and-so was a visitor. He didn't know nothing. Didn't know a thing. Brethren, brother so-and-so preached to them. You hear me? He preached to them, and when he got finished with them, he preached to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. We all got something out. Yes, we did. God showed me something. And my friend, brother, when he shuts up something, you ain't gonna bring it, my friend. You can force things if you want to. You can force things if you want to. Saul sent for Samuel, wouldn't it? Yeah. Samuel. Samuel was a little bit late. He took his time. About like when they sent for the Lord over there, and it was 4 days before he ever got over there. 4 or 5. Huh? Well, Lazarus had been in the grave for 4 days. But anyway, Saul got impatient. Saul was the king. He was the king, but he was not the priest. No, sir, he was not the priest. It was not for him to do the priest's office. Brethren, but he forced himself and done it anyway. Yes, sir. Done it anyway. When Samuel showed up, my friend, he asked him about it. What have you done? What's going on? And brethren, the Lord rejected him. Right there. Rejected him from being king over Israel. The truth of it is, Saul was rejected twice. My friend, he was. Rejected twice from being the king over the house of Israel. Yes, he was. I don't know this evening whether you think very much about an open door or a shut door. But brethren, there's some doors, my friend, that are shut for a reason. Do you know that? Yes, sir. I don't know. I really don't. Don't understand everything that goes on. Sometimes. I'm talking about me. I just don't understand sometimes. It seems like, my friend, you get a hold of some things sometimes, but it's just, you know something within yourself that it ain't gonna fly. It just ain't gonna fly. It just ain't gonna work. It just ain't gonna happen. They was something. There's something, my friend. Now, I'm going to go on and tell you about the first thing. I went down to that church 5 or 6 times. I've run several revivals down at that church, and that message never did. That message never did open up. Never did. Lo and behold, I went one night not expecting anything. Just went. Just wanted to go visit. And I went down there to visit, and that pastor right before it got time to preach. He just come and laid the book and he said, it's yours. Believe it or not, my friend, God turned that message loose. Yes, he did. He, in his time, not my time, not when I wanted to, brother, and he didn't change one word of the message, my friend, but he did open it up. And brethren, that's what he said. He said that when he openeth, no man can shut. When he shutteth, no man can open. No man. If the Lord has spoken to you any form or fashion and said, no, it's not time, you better wait. You better wait. There's some things, my friend, that we just don't have control of. If we're talking to the Lord, if we've got the Lord really on our hearts and on our minds, my friend, and trying to satisfy Him, then there's some things that will be shut and it will not be open until He opens it. I think a lot of times about reading Scripture. There's Scripture sometimes that it's just as simple, brethren, that a child could probably figure it out, but I can't figure it out. Can't get a hold. No, there's something there, but it just won't come. And you read and you study and you do everything that you can, and brethren, it won't open up. It won't open. Just won't open. But then, lo and behold, here comes a day that you ain't even thinking about it. Got something else on your heart and your mind. And brethren, and the Lord just opens it wide open. Huh? Does He not? Just opens. He's got that power. You say, preacher, that just happens. No, it don't. No, it don't. Brethren, these things in this word, my friend, if you go and see, brethren, the Lord told these people to do these things. Brethren, Jeroboam was over there, and Jeroboam was a king that did not love the Lord. No, he didn't. He did not the things which the Lord was pleased with. No, he wasn't. But there's a prophet told him about his child, when he was going to be born, all such as that. And the child got sick. He told his wife, he said, "You disguise yourself. You disguise yourself, but I'm going to send you to the prophet, the man of God." Did you know that she could have done anything, my friend? It wouldn't have made no difference. The man of God done got old. His eye got dim. He couldn't see. No, sir, but brethren, there wasn't nothing wrong with his communication between him and the Lord. You might think sometimes, "Why, preacher, somebody's talked to you about me." It don't work that way. I'll just be honest with you, the Lord knows you. Yes, He does. David said He knows my down sittings, He knows my uprisings, and He understands our thoughts of far off. He does. This woman come to the door, she knocked on the door. You know what the prophet said? "Come in, thy wife of Jeroboam. Come in." Hadn't even seen her. "Come in, thy wife of Jeroboam." Brethren, the Lord, when He opens something, He normally tells you what it's all about. Then He began to tell her about her son. Says, "When you enter into the city," said, "that child shall die." Shall die. That wasn't what Jeroboam was looking for. No, it wouldn't. "But no man, when the Lord shutteth, no man openeth. When the Lord openeth, no man shutteth." I've set before you, Philadelphia, I've set before you an open door. An open door. And no man can shut it. No man. "For thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name." Now, I'm not a... Just to be honest with you, I don't know altogether what Philadelphia done with that open door, but they should have put it to use. If they had an open door, if they had open communication between them and the Lord, then things should have begun to happen, shouldn't they? The latter part of chapter 3, you've heard this many, many, many be the time. Now, this is the church of Laodicea. He said, thou art lukewarm. He said, you're not hot, you're not cold. He said, you're lukewarm. He said, therefore, I'll spew you out of my mouth. But I want you to notice some things. At this church of Laodicea, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. The door has to be opened, right? This door. He said he stood at the door and knocked. It's just like the Lord dealing with people, dealing with their hearts. If they ever receive anything, then they're going to have to open a door. They're going to have to be the one to do some moving, to do some things. It's not going to happen otherwise. But he said, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. I will come into him. Now, we're still talking about the church of Laodicea, the lukewarm. He said, and I come to him and will sup with him and he with me. He says, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Preacher, how have they overcome? They opened the door. They opened the door. It's not very hard to get in touch with the Lord. It's not very hard for the Lord to come in and sup with you. But the hardest thing is for you and I to open the door. Open the door. Let him in. Let him in. Some things come. That's all I got. I told you I didn't have much. There's a lot in this. A lot more than I can get around to. As far as that goes. And maybe there's some of you got something you want to say about some of it. He makes mention here to the church of Laodicea that, several things. He said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eye salves with thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Anybody got anything?